Hunter Biden, the son of U.S. President Joe Biden, has been indicted on 3 federal firearms-related charges. The indictment, in a Delaware federal court, is tied to the possession of a gun while using narcotics. It came after efforts to reach a plea deal failed, leading to the first-ever prosecution of a sitting president's child. The charges mean the courtroom drama will play out during the 2024 U.S. presidential campaign as Mr. Biden, 80, seeks re-election in a likely rematch with his predecessor Donald Trump, 77, who is facing 4 upcoming criminal trials. 2 counts are tied to the president's son allegedly filing a form claiming he was not using illegal drugs at the time he purchased a revolver in October 2018, while the third alleges he possessed a firearm while using a narcotic. The 53-year-old has also been under investigation for his business dealings, with the special counsel overseeing the case having indicated charges of failure to pay taxes on time could be filed in Washington or in California, where he lives. A gun possession charge against Biden had previously been part of a plea deal that also included guilty pleas to misdemeanor tax charges, but the agreement fell apart during a court hearing in July when a judge raised questions about its unusual provisions. Defense lawyers have argued a part of the deal sparing Mr. Biden prosecution on the gun count if he stays out of trouble remains in place. It includes immunity provisions against other potential charges. Lawyers indicated they would fight additional charges filed against him. Prosecutors, however, maintain the agreement never took effect and is now invalid. Biden's lead counsel, Abby Lowell, said the indictment presents a grave threat to our system of justice.